Gary Taubes' The Case Against Sugar is essentially what the title says it is, a compendium of arguments against the consumption of sugar. Throughout the book, the author goes over all the confirmed and disputed negative effects of sugar, citing scientific research, medical publications, and other sources from as far back as 2,000 years ago. Included in the discussion is the role sugar plays on modern Western diseases like gout, hypertension, diabetes, and obesity. Taubes delves into the biological processes that occur when sugar is consumed, describing its effect on our body at a microscopic level. He discusses hormonal imbalances and cell metabolism and describes the experiments designed to confirm or refute the various hypotheses discussed in the book. Other than the science surrounding sugar, this book also sheds light on sugar's history and the drama surrounding it. Taubes recounts how sugar started out as a luxury for the rich, increasing in availability to become an occasional indulgence for the poor, before becoming an everyday necessity. He discusses how sugar was generally perceived to be harmless before the 20th century, touted as a wholesome and beneficial food between two world wars, before finally being perceived as the cause of many Western diseases in recent decades. Taubes looks beyond the hypotheses and opinions and discusses the people behind them, along with their motivations and faults. He talks about the sugar industry that had been influencing research and public opinion since the early 20th century. The book is very well researched and is primarily based on facts, but it is presented entirely from an anti-sugar standpoint, a fact that the author explicitly admits and warns the reader of close to the beginning of the text. True to his declaration, Taubes hardly mentions any good thing about sugar, or only does so through the voice of pro-sugar researchers that he proceeds to discredit. This is not an impartial report on all the effects of sugar, but an account of all the harm sugar does and an exploration of the links sugar has to all Western diseases that have until now been perceived as multifactorial or caused by a range of environmental triggers. Anyone looking for hope that sugar has redeeming qualities or advice for healthy living without giving up sweets will be disappointed in this book. Although Taubes is quick to denounce sugar, this book is a mere dissection of the negative facts surrounding sugar and not a manual for healthy living. Given that this book delves into the fields of nutrition, medicine, and biology, it can get rather technical and a bit hard to follow at times. Taubes does his best to explain medical concepts in simple ways, but readers may nevertheless find themselves going over some passages twice or more to grasp what the author is trying to say. Also, because facts are not given in chronological order across different chapters, one can easily forget the context in which certain statements, research, or experiments are discussed. Nevertheless, The Case Against Sugar remains a well-written and comprehensive look into the downsides of sugar, and anyone may consider it's valuable and insightful read.